Power Nation, so good to be with you. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show, often imitated, never duplicated. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. Great specials. We'll talk about that later over at the Power Mall. Thank you for all your orders, all your support. That's what keeps us here. We're independent thought. And if you're watching the news, if you're seeing corporate media at its finest or worst, depending on how you want to say it, you know how valuable this show is. It's good to have you here. You are in the right place. Later on in the show, Brent Johnson from Voice of Freedom Radio, he's going to join us and talk about a variety of subjects, including, I'm sure we're going to bring up guns and what they mean in America and all these things. And, yeah, today is a little somber news thing for me anyway. I'm going to try to be cheerful. I hope I can come across to you and be hopeful, but this is a serious news day. It's a very serious news day. This is one of the days that I really wish Joyce was still here. I really wish Joyce was here to analyze this, look at this and go over this. This is a serious day. So we'll get to it. Uncle Kevin is here as usual here.
Welcome to my cheerful way. It's great to be back on the Power Hour, Dan.
Absolutely. We got a lot of news, obviously, big stories, big things happening. Let's just get to it and see where it goes from there. The big story is, of course, what happened in these two shootings. Dayton, Ohio, into a crowd, some 9 or 10 was killed. The number fluctuates. I don't know what they finally came down on. And then the El Paso shooting was right before that, where 20 people are dead. El Paso terrorist is a hardcore progressive, and white nationalist wants universal income and universal health care. Okay, so if you haven't heard, if you've been under a rock or you just don't have internet access, or if you get your news from us on Monday morning, here's what happened. Supposedly, what the corporate media is saying, what the witnesses are saying are two different things. You have a lone gunman that came into a Walmart and started shooting, supposedly killed 20, injured about 30. Is that right, Kev?
Yeah. Shot 100 rounds or more.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. On the picture that he had coming in, it's not like he had a lot of clips on his gun. I didn't see any other clips in the one, security camera footage that we've seen.
I didn't see any either.
I mean, possibly.
Possibly had one.
Sure didn't look like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Other witnesses are saying that there were 3 to 4 shooters, some in black outfits, black masks. We've seen this report and heard this before.
More and more.
Corporate media is getting out there and spouting the first version of this story. A lone gunman. He was, went crazy. He's a white nationalist and doesn't like illegal immigrants. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it doesn't fit with anything.
No.
And the independent media, now you can see why the censorship is coming. Because we're here trying to tell you, not trying, we are telling you a different version, some different facts that are there that are just plain not brought up by Fox News, CNN, what have you. Multiple witnesses. This is just like the bombing in the OKC building. They had the news footage of people reporting bombs in the back, more than one bomb that went against the narrative. Timothy McVeigh, the rider truck in the front.
Plus they sequestered all the videotapes around the whole building. It's a federal building, so they have cameras all the way around it.
Well, look at this. The only picture they're putting out is of the one picture of him coming in. I don't see any extra clips. Supposedly, even if he had the most rounds he could have had was 25 in that clip. I mean, I know some things about guns around here.
Unless he had one hidden down his leg or something.
Possible.
Possible. Not saying not.
It's possible.
Yes, possible. Very possible.
It's improbable when you start putting all these other things
together. If you have to do something fast, improbable.
Right. You wouldn't have it like that.
No. You'd have it strapped on the outside and ready to go.
On his Facebook page, he used to be a registered Democrat.
I heard that.
Used to be.
Now
he switched to a Republican.
Yeah.
They switched it on his Facebook. Somebody did.
He just recently switched it. Yeah, he didn't do it.
His manifesto sounds like a Nazi, but yet he's now a white nationalist.
And that's what they reported on Fox last night. He was a white nationalist. I said, how do you know that?
You know? Yeah. They don't even know how many people got killed yet, but they know everything about this guy. It's comical, but it wasn't so sad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Why is this important? We're going to put the Dayton shooting. Kudos to the Dayton police force. Because as soon as something happened, they didn't sit on the outside like Florida, like what happened
cowards.
In Parkland,
yeah.
or they thought it was a drill. I mean, there could have been a lot of reasons.
True.
They went right in and
bam,
got the guy.
Out.
Game over.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to them.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being public servants and standing on
this. Saves a lot of lives, probably.
Yes, no question.
Good for them.
There's been a push. You know, in this country, if you listen to this show for any length of time, if you're new to this show, I don't know what brought you here, but welcome. You're in the right place, like I said before. There is some sort of push by some group. You can say they, you can say whatever you want. There is some globalist international conglomeration of thoughts of people using power, using influence, using sexual misdeeds, using blackmail that is moving the chess pieces of the board of the political world. The goal seems to be, is pretty obvious at this point, is control. Is total control. You're seeing the Constitution
hanging on by a
thread. It has to go for this to win. This is a battle. This is not a battle of, you know, men. This is really a much bigger battle of good versus evil, Lucifer versus Jesus versus, I mean, that's what this is. Control versus freedom, liberty versus tyranny and servitude. Servitude to this agenda. Okay, now we're getting a little esoteric, but this gives you the background. Who is the enemy? Who is the absolute enemy? Again, and let me back up before I go further. For this plan to work, something is within you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening. And this is important, and not a lot of shows are going to tell you this. But this is very important. Something is inside you. Now, you may call it, you know, the universe. You can call it a God. I certainly come from a Christian background. I believe the divinity of God, that we're God, something inherently magnificent and great has been placed inside us by our Creator. The Declaration of Independence, of course, declares that, you know, we are endowed by our Creator, and that's what makes America unique from all other countries in the world. This is the uniqueness. So then the battle becomes control over that uniqueness, that divinity, that free agency, that whatever word you want to use. To take that for them, whoever you want to call they, who this control group, this Luciferian group, for them to succeed, they need you. It's not just like a straight war, like redcoats in front of you, shoot the redcoats are going to shoot you. No, it's a very esoteric, again, there's that word, it's a very veiled, it's a very hit or miss, it's so many facets where the battleground is your belief system, because they need your divinity that God has given you, they need you to give that over to them on some level. Do you believe a lie? You know, the only thing that can hold a lie is belief. So your belief has power and holds lies. Truth, you obey truth. Whether you believe truth or not, truth is still truth. But lies, it matters if you believe them or not. Because lies have no power unless you believe them.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And they'll do it by deception, any kind of deception, any kind of lies. And they'll do anything to get you to listen to them.
I talked about the beginning of the show. I talked about which Joyce was here. Joyce and I talked, not a lot, but somewhat. One of my greatest regrets is not getting the COINTELPRO, counterintelligence program, information that she had. She had a lot of documents straight from COINTELPRO, straight from the deep state kind of operatives of what they did in America. Larry Pinkney has been on in the last month or so a couple times and has described his experience with the Black Panthers and COINTELPROs. This has come out in court documents. Their stated goal One, they wanted to remove Larry because he had the ability to unite races, unite people,
yep.
to, not the divide, not divide and conquer. Their stated goal is to make sure a Messiah never rises, figuratively meaning somebody who can lead the people out of this darkness or lead them to some kind of different, you know, path
yeah.
than this control group.
Leave them from power.
Right. That can lead us to freedom.
Yep.
So then they lose power. Do you see how that works? Because if we believe them and we buy into their program or what they're, if we're buying what they're selling, so to speak, then they have power. And as soon as we don't,
they have no power.
Then they have no power.
They lose power. They lose control. And then they go wild. Control fakes freak when they lose control. That's where the control freak came from.
Control freaks freak out when they lose control.
That is absolutely true.
So. It's been Operation Northwoods in the 60s. This has been declassified. Many other things like this. It has been debated among the deep state, among the CIA. You know, should we kill American citizens and blame it on Castro? Should we, Larry Pinkney situation, COINTELPRO, mm-hmm. agent provocateurs, should we come in? Okay, now, in as far as that dynamic, and the reason I talk about this
a
lot.
Robert Kennedy stopped that, right?
Yes, I believe.
I think it was Robert Kennedy who stopped that.
And JFK didn't. I don't think JFK wanted to do it. I think ultimately it was JFK, Robert and JFK. Let's see, now I've lost my thought. Where was I?
Sorry.
No, it's not your fault. But this is a somber day for me. And I'm looking at this and I can see this and everything we've talked about, ladies and gentlemen, is right before our eyes. Okay, so who, for them to succeed, them meaning these Luciferians, who is the enemy to them? Who is their greatest threat? Who would you say that the Luciferian agenda, this control agenda, this one world government agenda, who is the greatest threat to this one world agenda?
The Power Hour.
If only. If only. Well, I don't know if I'd wish that on them.
Freedom lovers.
People who love the, you know, that's why white males are being attacked so staunchly, because historically, I mean, it's not that a white male's better than somebody else, but historically, the American white male has been the greatest advocate and has accomplished the most as far as freedom in pretty much the history of this world. Now you can say, well, look what they've done. Like, okay, all right, whatever. Look, fine. But historically, what our founding fathers did, what the American white male and females, and there were a lot of black people, and there were a lot of Indians. A lot of Indians that were involved in all this.
What was it, the Iroquois? We stole the
Iroquois. We took steal. Some, we borrowed,
we borrowed
their
some
constitution.
A little bit about their constitution.
This is, so the white nationalist, which they tried to paint this guy as a white nationalist to what? And certainly not American nationalist. If you look at his page, he's for universal basic income. He's a socialist. He's not if he's a white nationalist, it's not an American white nationalist, certainly. I mean, whatever. So do you see?
More like a Nazi.
A Nazi, that's what which Nazis weren't quote unquote nationalists, but they're not American nationalists.
No.
They're Nazi nationalists, you know. So they're not for the red, white, and blue and the Declaration of Independence. That's my point. So the biggest enemy, the biggest antidote to all this becomes those who believe in God, because where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. And then with that directly is those who believe in God and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. If you believe in those three things and you hold those things and they have value to you and they mean something to you, they may mean more than your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now
you'll stand up and fight.
You'll stand up and fight. This agenda has a problem.
That bothers them. That worries them.
That worries them. And it should.
It should. Absolutely. And they got guns. And we got guns.
Because we have seen throughout history, through the Bible, what have you, when people stand up with conviction, with the truth behind them, with the universe behind them, they're undefeatable. We've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Are there enough people that to make that now in America? That's the battle. It is a race. We've talked about this a lot. It's a race that is on. Who will win the race? Will enough people become awake to these lies and see what is going on? Or will the Luciferian agenda be able to get on top of that wave of truth coming in and be able to smosh it out? Be able to, like, you know, extinguish the fire, so to speak.
with their lion algorithms.
With their Google-inspired lion algorithms. I love that. Their lion algorithms. go ahead.
No. I was going to... I got it for later. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who becomes the... And you look in what they're putting out there, and now they're trying to spin this. I don't know anything. I don't know if this is real. I don't know if this is operation. There's certainly some suspicious things already. I mean, we're not even a week into this, and there's extremely suspicious events going around this.
Well, back in the 70s, the newspapers and TV and anything happened like this back in the 70s, they were told to downplay it because of copycats.
Right.
This might be a copycat. Don't know. Could be Luciferians. Don't know. Could be all of the above. Don't know.
At this point, we don't know. Here's what I do know. Here's what we know. Here's what you should know, I believe. This is being used, and this you were seeing this again. The elections are coming up. The Democratic campaign, they need to raise money for their campaigns. And now the push on gun control
is coming.
Kamala Harris is already using this to raise lots of money. Money is pouring into mm-hmm. the Democratic candidates. Gun control is coming from everywhere. There was a soccer player in the MLS. He scored a goal, and then he got on the microphone and says, time for Congress to do something. You know, you are starting to see the full court press.
It looks like it.
You're also starting to see Trump crack a little bit on this. You're seeing the bump stock. You know, he got the bump stock bans. That was
nominal. That was worth nothing, that bump stock.
Well, it's the point.
It was a fake.
It's the point.
Yeah, I got it.
It doesn't mean nothing. It does mean something. The point. It does mean something. Absolutely means something that the government has say over. So at least some say over.
Yeah, that's what it means. It's symbolic. But as far as as gun people with no guns, it's meaningless.
It's political. It's very important politically. Mm-hmm. It says something. So Trump. So now you see these events, and they're here, and they're being used, and they're trying to paint people who are quote unquote white, a real white national, a real American. It doesn't matter what color. It doesn't matter if you're black.
You know.
It doesn't matter if you're Puerto Rican. It doesn't matter if you're whatever. If you're for America, you're for the Bill of Rights. You're for the Declaration of Independence, and you believe in God, any combination of those or majority of those, you are a threat. So who did they paint the brush? Who did they change the Facebook page? They said now he's supposedly a Republican conservative and hates illegal immigrants.
Yeah, and all the news agencies are jumping on that.
And going right along with it.
Going right along
with it. I haven't seen one of them say, oh, his Facebook page
was changed. Yeah, who changed it?
That's not important?
That's a good question.
That's not important?
Yeah, that's a good
Multiple reports. Witnesses claim that there were three or four shooters at El Paso Walmart, but police only claim one.
Sounds familiar. Sounds like four or five other shootings that were there. You saw two or two. Even in the homes, in the movie house, they claim there was more than one shooter.
You're talking about in Colorado?
Colorado.
You're talking about, when it, you know, has that been 10 years ago? I don't know. How long has that been now?
It's been a while.
Another store from IntelliHub. You see all these news agencies that are out there reporting this. Notice these stories are not coming from Fox News, not coming from CNN, MSNBC. You know, Disney owns Fox News now.
So that'll tell you a lot.
Walmart shooting witnesses saw 3 to 4 armed men running in, dressed in all black, shooting 3 to 4 men. 5 simple questions to blow apart official fake news narrative about El Paso Walmart shooting. 1, if there's only one shooter, why did so many eyewitnesses report otherwise? 2, why did the local police arrest and hold 3 suspects in custody, as was widely reported by the media before the story was changed to a lone gunman? Why does a so-called manifesto that he put on his Facebook page and other places appear to be written someone older than 21 years old? 4, how does one man kill 20 and wound another 30 with a single magazine that holds 30 rounds? If the shooter is on a suicide mission, why does he bother to wear both eye protection and ear protection?
Yeah. Could he be a Manchurian candidate?
Well, if you hate illegals and want to protect America, why would you mass murder Americans shopping in an American store? Why don't you go down to the border?
Yeah, exactly.
And shoot them. While they're going across.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Stand on the border, shoot them while they're going across.
Pick them off one by one.
Why was the shooter online profile changed from Democrat to Republican? Q Trump supporter, QAnon follower. All these things were added.
Added.
So then that now anybody.
Suspicious.
So anybody who has theories, quote-unquote conspiracy theories, and we're sitting here and we're theorizing. Some of these things we're saying are facts. Some of them we're putting the pieces mm-hmm. together. These are theories we're coming up with, or, you know, they've got probable conclusions.
Question mark.
Yeah, conclusions to them. Okay. So now are they going to say that these are dangerous, more dangerous than guns? So then Google and the government is going to try to pass laws to say that now I can't say what I'm saying right now?
Of course.
Right. That's
yeah, of course.
And all you have to look at is China. If you think, oh, that can never happen, or what is this going to look like? Go look at China.
That's right. Social credit star.
So you, if you, we were in China, we were saying.
I was
these
shocked
things.
When you told me that study how many people couldn't fly because of the social credit.
Millions of people.
And I thought maybe 10,000-20,000. No,
it's been millions.
Millions.
Now, and also know that. It has not been rolled out full
right.
Throughout all of China
it's not,
yet.
Not,
it's only partially China.
That shocked me.
They just arrested the online person who was reporting the government's misdeeds. Say he was publishing state secrets, and he was arrested for 12 years, or put in jail for 12 years. Okay, this is the battle line for the Republic. I don't want to be overdramatic. I don't want to scare you, but I want to tell you the truth. The Republic is built on the idea that you are endowed by God, your creator, and that you have the ability to act, the ability to speak. The First Amendment is the First Amendment for a reason. The Second Amendment comes right behind it for a reason.
Mm-hmm. To back up the first.
I hope it's on your refrigerator. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue with this. There's a lot more news stories. We'll try to fly through them. Just wanted to go over this. You are the line, ladies and gentlemen. You see how repressive it is, your belief, your conviction. It's everything right now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back at thepowerhour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour. ThePowerMall.com. We've got some great specials on all the North America. I'm sorry. My mind is going a million. This is really an important news day and understanding this and going forward. And I hope I'm not droning on, and I hope this is making sense to people. We have gold is up. Last time I checked, is like $30. Bitcoin is up, 1,000 probably today. There's a lot. The market is down. Very steep. 600 points last time I checked. The China trade war is going on. There's a big back and forth. China's just devalued their currency at the same time all this is happening. What can you do? I know the big question people are going to give when all these things happen. Okay. All right. That's all well and good. I believe you. What in the world can I do? And it paralyzes them. One of the things you can do, and this is not trite and this is not just advertising. You can get healthy. You can do something. You can buy things from the Power Mall that help you. North American Urban Spice is on sale this week. All the Grown by Nature vitamins. If you do not get your nutrition from these vitamins, where are you going to get them? Because the soil doesn't have them. And you could be a fairly conscientious eater and what you put in your body and what you buy, and still you will not get the nutrition you need.
That wrestler we talked about last week.
Yeah, very good.
I mean, how...
He's from Europe, and when he comes to America, he says
he's not worried about the wrestling somebody from there. Yeah. He's not worried about that. He's worried about the food. That's his biggest worry,
biggest concern. Coming traveling because he has a routine and he's very conscientious about what he eats. So if you don't get it from these vitamins, I mean, of all the products you talk about, what are the absolute best? Grown by Nature products are some of the best. Even out of all the things we offer, I would put that at the top of even the things that we offer, or right at the top. Fantastic on sale. Of course, the Strauss Heart Drops, all on sale. Auto Ship, sign up for Auto Ship. You lock your price in, you get the discount, and you get free shipping. You can choose once a month to have them shipped, once every other month. Same thing with the REM Sleep. The Iron Earth is on sale. The Super Silver is on sale. These are the type of things you oregano for North American Herb Spice, Super Silver. These are the kind of things you just have to have because the clash is here, ladies and gentlemen. The ideological clash is here. This is what I've been talking about. This is what I've been scared to death about. This is what has kept me up at night is to describe this to you and beg you to put the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator. The only thing that can stop this The only thing is your conviction and your belief in true values. That's it. What else? Not even gun. You know, people say, well, I got guns. Okay, so what? You got a lot of people got guns. What does that mean? There has to be conviction behind it. There has to be value behind it. Anyway.
Food, too.
And food. Numana Food Storage.
Exactly.
Call the Power Hour. Get the Numana Food Storage. All these things. You need to be self-sufficient as much as possible. You need to empower yourself and your family. This is it. We are here, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not overstating. Anyway, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. I am not trying to scare you. I'm not saying that tomorrow something's going to happen. I'm not saying tomorrow something won't happen. I don't know. But we're at this season. You know, Noah took him 100 years to build the ark, right? Or he built an ark for 100 years and talked about rain. We're in that time right now. We are in the time right now. I don't know. Your preacher may not tell you that. The churches are not saying that. I don't know what good they are. This is the time where everything of value to you is being challenged. And now your very way of life, your freedom, the liberty that God gave you is now on the chopping block. And believe me, these people, they, whoever they are, we talked about this the first hour, they believe they have an opening. I'm telling you, and I believe that we have an opening because it's a race. And if we can go and get that value and that conviction inserted in enough people quickly enough, we will win. I mean, truth is always going to win out eventually. It's just how much destruction is going to occur before it. But if you're talking about our way of life, the American values, this idea, this concept, all these things, your heritage, your posterity, you're talking about hope for any of them. This is the race right now. And
be prepared.
Be prepared. Like
me.
Like the old Boy Scouts.
Like
not
me.
Not the new Boy Scouts.
That's right.
The old Boy Scouts.
That's right. it'll take a lot of worry off your mind if something comes down big, because you're prepared.
That's right.
You got something to eat. You got your water. You got your bullets. You got your guns. You got everything.
You got some Oregano, some Super Silver, some vitamins,
all. So that part of life is taken care of. Now you can worry about the other part.
Right, and please don't get overwhelmed by these things, and people maybe are I don't know if you're turning off. I get emails, and some people, it bothers them or not. But this is the reality, and I don't want to just, tell you fancy things and tickle your ear. Joyce wouldn't. Joyce would be here telling you flat out, like this is right now. And this is the time, and this shows all the markings of some sort of internal takeover and upheaval of our society. And you are going to see the story. Kevin's got a very important, did some research on this. Let me give you a couple facts before we get to Kevin's research. Mass shootings in the United States. You can go look up Wikipedia. This is from Wikipedia. Just Google mass shootings in the United States, the Wikipedia. Mass shootings are incidents involving multiple victims of firearm-related violence. The precise inclusion criteria are disputed, and there is no broadly accepted definition. Okay, that's a little concerning right from the beginning.
Okay.
One definition is an act of public firearm violence, excluding gang killings, domestic violence, or terrorist acts sponsored by an organization in which a shooter kills at least four victims. Using this definition, one study found that nearly one-third of the world's public mass shootings between 1966 and 2012 occurred in the United States. Okay, one-third in the United States. Using a similar definition, the Washington Post, records 163 mass shootings in the United States between 1967 and 2019. So 163 times from 1967 till now. This obviously, probably doesn't include these recent two.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
So 163 times this has occurred in America by that definition. Vox is saying that over the last about 10 years, there's been 2,000 killings. It's equal to about 2,000 killings in that time. Okay, I want to put something in perspective that's very important. In our book that I wrote, my uncle, we wrote it together, Forever 1776. You can buy it at the Power Mall. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't even have it on Amazon. It's not like I'm out here promoting this and pushing this all the time and trying to, to sell a million of these. I mean, you need to have this book, but my point I'm trying to tell you is it's there. Please take advantage of it. The second chapter in that book is all about guns and the history, what our founding fathers thought. And you'll begin to get immune to this. Why am I telling you this? One of the most important points in this debate is in 1941, we know about Pearl Harbor. Japan had planned to have a follow-up invasion on the coast of America. Yamamoto, who now is in Japan, used to go to Harvard in America. It was mainly his voice, a couple other voices. They had planned to invade the coast of America. Okay, stop right there. Europe, think about Europe, the countries, Poland, all these things that were invaded, the millions upon millions of people who are killed in these countries in Europe. Now go back to America. Think about America being invaded and how many people would be killed, how many people would be injured, how many lives, you know, blah, blah, blah. You can go on and on. Yamamoto convinced Japan not to invade because he said if we did, it'll never succeed because there would be a gun behind every blade of grass. The fact that America is armed to the teeth, unique, now it's really unique to the world. I mean, then it wasn't as unique, but now it's really unique. The fact that America has so many guns stopped a complete invasion in this country. That's confirmed. That is a fact.
Yeah, they bombed Pearl Harbor, and they were just going to take the fleet and go right to the coastline.
They were going to invade on California, Oregon, Washington. That's what their plan was. Okay. Now, I'm not making light of these mass shootings, but if we're just talking about lives, saving lives, because that's all this gun control push is now, this narrative is going to come to you, is, well, we got to save lives. If this is strictly a debate about numbers and about saving lives, then you have to be some kind of intellectual moron to think that
giving up your guns
to save 163 mass shootings over the last, was this 50 mm-hmm. years? So 52 years has been less than 200 mass shootings. 200 mass shootings in the last 50 years. You got to be some kind of moron to think that weighs any kind of scale, overcomes the thought that we are stopping invasions.
Yeah, it's insane.
We're stopping wars by being armed.
And how'd they take the guns away from Europe? Operation Gladio.
That was in the 60s, yeah. Right, in Italy. But think about all the countries where they disarmed
the same thing
the
they're
people.
The same thing they're doing today in America.
That's right.
Mass shootings.
Go ahead, talk about Gladio. Talk about that quick.
Yeah, I think Giuseppe, I forget his last name, he was on trial. They caught him in the act. And he said his job was to kill as many people and create as much havoc.
That's why he shot children.
That's why he shot children, women, anybody, anything.
To create such a reaction.
So they would take the guns. And it worked. They took the guns in Europe because of Operation Gladio.
You look at all you want to talk about mass shootings? You really want to? I mean, I'm not belittling what happened to Walmart. You want to talk about a mass shooting? Go look at Europe in the 40s, 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
Go look at Nazi Germany. Go look at Poland. Go look at Russia. Go look at Albania. Go look at Armenia.
Yeah.
Go look at Turkey.
Yeah.
Go look at.
You want to see a lot of shootings? Just take the guns from a population.
Yeah.
Then you'll see it.
Then you'll
see what happens. It's called democide.
That's right.
From the government. And I think, wasn't it the University of Hawaii?
Hawaii
said.
260.
262. 262 million people died from government hands in the 20th century.
Cause of death, government.
Government.
And that doesn't mean like, well, the government neglect. No, no, no.
No,
the government
killed them.
Killed them. Mm-hmm. Literally killed them. Like lined them up like the Jews in Nazi Germany mm-hmm. and killed them.
Or starved them to death or
whatever.
Whatever.
They killed them.
Killed them. Yeah.
And to say that now this bit, you are going to see, ladies and gentlemen, I predict, I'm telling you, this is why we're spending so much time on this.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to see more propaganda about this subject than you have ever, ever, ever seen in your life. You will see it right now. This will be in your face from dawn until dusk. There'll be no end to it. And you must never forget that 262 million people were killed by governments who took the guns from the people before they executed them. And so to somebody to cry about 20 people shot in a Walmart, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's irresponsible. It's ignorant. It's intellectually dishonest. It is evil. Just not even talking about the principle of gun ownership and that God endowed me and I have the right to arm myself and I am a free being. And do you understand if you ever let them disarm you, you are nothing more than a slave.
That's it.
And I promise you that's the objective. And you may not see it immediately. And it may not happen the next day.
Down the road.
I promise you, the government sees its citizenry as absolute cattle and slaves when they don't have a gun. When they have the monopoly on arms and on force. And you talk about your life, you talk about family, you talk about, well, this is important for our children, whatever. There is nothing in your life, nothing in your life, and I exclude, you know, your belief in God, that faith, because that's not, you know, that's kind of outside your life. Beyond that, there is nothing in your life, nothing, your children, your grandchildren, your neighbor, your house, your cars, there is nothing as valuable as the principles enshrined in the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. Nothing. Your life is almost meaningless in a world scenario in comparison to it. And the gift and the inheritance that we have squandered and pissed away because we have let these chicken neck control freaks turn us into socialists and slaves and mentally weak counterfeits of our forefathers is a disgrace. But I know, and I believe, and I know that there is light within you, there is justice within you, there is truth within you, there is divinity within you. And God Almighty has declared and decreed, and all the universe follows behind it, that you are free and that you have the free will to direct your life and that you have the ability to arm yourself and that you have the ability to speak out. You have the ability to voice your opinion. You have the ability to dissent to the government, that the government is there to serve you, not the other way around. You are not a slave. And this incident, and I hate to break it to you, ladies and gentlemen, I just saw breaking news, talked to Catherine during the break. Trump has now just gotten in front of the media and is calling for gun control measures. I don't specifically know what the details are. I think it involves mental health. We've had Dr. Groupon talking about mental health examinations and what that means and what that all turns into. Oh, he believes in the Bible. He's not mentally right. You know, see, that's China, Chinese social credit score. Using the and he's also coming out talking about using the social media to identify possible mass shooters. You see what that is? That's Chinese social credit score. That's the soul system, what's it called? The dragon system, dragonfly system, in China. That's what this is. Senators, supposedly conservative Republicans. This is why I detest the Republicans. I hate the Republicans, worse than the Democrats because they're little snakes in the grass and you don't know who it is until the time. Well, now's the time and look who's popping up. Lindsey Graham. We need red flag, laws.
No, we don't.
We need red flag laws with no due process where they can just take your gun and then we'll settle it later. This is everything. I am not understating. I am understating the significance of this moment. I am understating it. I mean, if I get on my chair and on my desk here and yell and scream it, and if I thought it would help, I would. I am understating the significance of this moment. Of course I'm behind Trump and so much of his America First agenda, but I've also been very leery that, Republican quote-unquote presidents, that's when wars are done. That's when control measures are done. That's when spending is done. That's when some of the worst things ever done to our public. Is Trump being used now to, you know, a Democratic president couldn't even begin to talk about gun control laws without America going nuts. Right. So then they put Donald Trump, who supposedly conservatives have sympathy towards and who are, you know, obviously on his side. And so now he's talking about, well, let's have common sense this. Let's have common sense that.
There is no common sense.
The only common sense is to arm yourself to the teeth.
Charlton Heston had one of the greatest quotes of all times. You can take my gun from my cold, dead hand.
That's right. And that's the attitude you need to have and that conviction. Look, I wish this was simpler. I wish this was, you know, 1832 when Andrew Jackson just beat the banks in America and the greatest period of prosperity was about to embark on in the history of America when he beat the banks, you know, from 32 to the Civil War and opportunity and real opportunity for people and just exploded.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that's where we're at. It's not where we're at. We're at the time. These are the times that try men's souls. We're in 1770 territory again. Yeah. And all the pressures are different, but the basic overarching plan is the same. The basic overarching conflicts are the same. They always are the same. Liberty versus tyranny. Freedom versus slavery. And Uncle Kevin did some research about the church hearings in the 70s in Congress. And this is important to bring up for people. You may not... Look,
yeah, talk about the Manchurian candidate all the time. Oh, he might be a Manchurian candidate. He might be this. He might be that. Well, it comes out of a book called A Long Cold War, America, 1945 to 1991. And it was on page 334. The Church Committee from the 70s found that the CIA, MK Ultra illegally conducted mind control, drugged and tortured tests on unsuspected Americans and Canadians in mental hospitals.
Okay, let me stop you right there. This is muy importante.
Yeah.
This was in congressional hearing. This isn't like, you know, somebody sitting with a tinfoil hat is you know, streaming this on the corner of some random street in America. This was in Congress. All this came out that the deep state, the CIA, was doing this.
Mm-hmm. And some of the subjects were... Jack Kaczynski, the Unabomber.
Yeah, does that sound familiar?
Does that sound familiar? Yeah. Charles Manson. Does that sound familiar?
Heard that name?
Yeah. Reverend Jim Jones, who killed all those people in Guyana or whatever it was when they flew over there.
The Kool-Aid.
Yeah, the Kool-Aid.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
Don't drink. That's where that came from. Sirhan Sirhan, the guy who supposedly killed John F. Kennedy, and they proved that.
Not John F. Kennedy.
No, Robert F. Kennedy, yeah. And James Holmes, the Aurora shooter.
In Colorado.
Said he was drugged and tortured. And after that, he doesn't remember anything except being locked up in jail, waking up in jail. So there's a thread that goes through a lot of these shooters, you know. And that's why a lot of them end up dead, too. Jesse Ventura. He had a show about mind control that you can find on YouTube. And our friend Dr. Nick Baggage had one on YouTube, too, that was called Mind Control in the 21st Century, if you want to check that out.
We only got about 3 minutes before we're to the top of the hour, and then Brent's going to come on. I mean, we haven't got – there's so, literally
– So much.
So, I mean, take away the shooting stories, and there's literally 10 just big stories I could be talking about. I haven't talked about any of them. We haven't talked about any of them. I apologize. You can go to thepowerhour.com and see the news. These are, I mean, these are huge stories, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not even going to be able to get to. Maybe tomorrow we'll get to it. Trump told advisors he wants to pull U.S. troops from Afghanistan by 2020 election.
Mm-hmm.
There's a report. Californians forced to live in cars and RVs because of what's going on. Water in Hawaii volcano. Remember James McCanney talking about Yellowstone and you better drain that caldera of all the water?
Yep.
Well, scientists are saying about Hawaii, there's water developing and they're very concerned because if that water hits the lava, it's going to be explosive.
Yeah, steam. It creates steam.
Yeah, and which creates pressure.
Yep.
I mean, these are some of the stories. Minnesota will pay residents to create bee-friendly lawns, excuse me, the bees. I really, you know, we're not doing this. I certainly am not doing this for money. Uncle Kevin's not doing it for money. You know what we're doing, the Power Mall, the things that we're selling, your support. Our voice is here because of you. I really want you to be truly happy, full of joy, happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intended you. This is all I can do. You know, what can I do? What can I do to help that? You know, in the world, as I look at the world, I see, I feel compelled to do something. Joyce kind of took that spark that was in me and now gave me a platform and then pushed me and then, tricked me into being here. No, I say that laughingly because, it's an inside joke. But just, there is no other way than to have your ideas and, your head screwed on straight and to get your ducks in a row, so to speak, mm-hmm. and to be sure about these things. And many of you, all these things with the Manchurian candidates and these shootings and blah, blah, you may think, oh, what in the world are they talking? Look, just please just use your common sense. Just put all these things together. Don't assume that everything that sounds weird to you is not true when it comes to these sort of things. Put them and make the decisions on your own. Think about your family. Think about what you need to do to secure them in the future. Think about, we're here risking so much. You have no, most of you have no idea what my uncle and I are risking, even to be on this microphone, to be speaking and saying the things that we're saying right now. You really don't. And we're doing it because we believe in you. I believe in you. Joyce believes in you. Thank you for your support. Thank you. Brent Johnson on the other side.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's Carnivora.